Oh, that's right. We're right here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon, 4:07 in the afternoon. I'm telling you what, you never know who is going to be on this show, but this afternoon we are privileged to have Lucky Acres Farm. Gloria Williams is here from up there in Townville, South Carolina. What do they raise on their farm? Alpacas. That's right. They have alpacas. They have some other things too, like pygmy goats, peacocks, cats, donkeys, a horse, and two honeybee hives. And we thought it would be interesting to talk about alpacas. And more interesting, though, is the story about how a gal from upstate New York with her hubby ended up in South Carolina with an alpaca farm. Gloria, how you doing today?
I'm just fine, thank you.
It's good to have you here today.
Thank you.
And we must say you are directionally challenged, but you made it here anyways.
More than an understatement.
So, Gloria, you are originally from a small town in upstate New York, correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
And just tell us how you ended up to be in South Carolina. Did it have something to do with vacations and friends, and how did this all come together?
That's exactly right. My husband and I were vacationing along the coast in South Carolina and stopped to visit friends who had a camp in Seneca. And while visiting them, we picked up a newspaper that had an advertisement for part of an old homestead. So we went to the Townville post office and got directions and found this piece of property, and before we left, a week later, we had purchased it.
Yeah, was it spring or summer, or was it winter when you did this?
It was June.
It was June, because I was thinking about upstate New York can be very cold, can it?
Yes, ma'am. Our last winter there, it was about 35 below zero for the coldest, and we had snow that came to the roof of our camping trailer.
So it's not hard to believe that you would like to make the choice and move to a warmer climate.
It's wonderful in South Carolina.
It's wonderful in South Carolina. It is. But you bought this homestead, and you were telling me you weren't prepared to do anything like this. You actually used a MasterCard check.
That's right. We had no intention of purchasing land anywhere. We knew that my husband Joe would retire in a couple of years, and what we intended to do was spend summers in New York and winters traveling along the coast, primarily Florida, where we had relatives.
Okay.
And we moved to South Carolina instead.
Now, how long have you actually lived here in South Carolina?
We've lived here 18 years in September.
In September. And I guess you bought that homestead, but the house was in such bad repair it had to be torn down.
Yes. It was a very old house, and we were hoping to fix it up, but it was just not possible to do that. So my husband tore down the house, demolished it, and we lived in our camper for 2 years while our the old house was being demolished and a Southland log home was erected.
Wow. So you were certainly living in Townville out on a homestead. Now, how many acres do you live on?
We have 28 altogether.
28 acres. Wow. So did you ever think you'd be living in South Carolina? How did you get to, so you did that, but how did you decide to start the alpaca part of this? Because there were not alpacas living there when you moved there.
No, there were no animals on the land when we moved there. It was rented to a grain farmer. But I had a subscription to Country Living magazine, and one of the articles in there spoke about a huggable livestock. And I sent for more information, which was the National Organization for Alpacas. And we did a lot of research and visited several farms, and about a year and a half later, our alpacas came home.
This is an amazing story, folks. When you figure they were from upstate New York, they moved to South Carolina, you built your own log cabin, and then you started alpacas. Now, alpacas did cost, and I understand the price has come way down, but what kind of prices were you paying for your alpacas?
Our most expensive female was $22,000 at that time.
Wow.
And we bought 5 alpacas to begin our herd, 3 females who were all pregnant, 1 gelding, and 1 herd sire. And the purpose of the gelding was to be the babysitter for the babies, or kriyas, when they were weaned from their mothers, until we had enough to have pastures for both females and males.
Wow. Well, that was a pretty big investment. You really jumped right in there, didn't you?
We did.
Now, what year did you actually end up getting the alpacas?
2003.
That was back when the economy was good.
Yes, ma'am.
And I guess, so you started having babies and raising more, and did you get into selling them?
No, we have not as yet sold any alpacas, although now we're ready to. We purposely waited until we had a good amount, which we felt was a good amount. Now it's 25, to be able to have several colors, several alpacas to show guests who come to the farm.
Right. So you haven't sold any yet. You've... Now, God, if I had $22,000 in an animal, I'm afraid it would have to be sheltered within a glass or something so that nothing could get to it. That's a heck of an investment.
It is. It's a big investment. A friend of ours said that, well, you decided whether you wanted to buy an alpaca or a car. But they do very well in South Carolina. Right now, of course, with the rainfall that we've had, their pastures are really lush, and they're doing very well.
So, alpacas are originally from South America?
Yes, the Andes Mountains.
And were they raised for, what was the purpose of the alpacas when they were originally raised?
Well, as I understand it, in the literature I have read, they were raised for their fleece, which is then made into clothing, textiles, and it was also the livestock that they consumed. There are no cattle there, so therefore their food source was alpaca.
And do you use them for food?
No, ma'am. We don't.
$22,000 animal. I don't think I can. Oh my gosh, $22,000. Well, now you said something that interests me. The huggable livestock.
Yes, ma'am.
Explain that to us.
Alpacas really look like a giant stuffed animal. If you see them standing still in the pasture, I've had many people say to me, I did not think that was real. And that's exactly what they look like. Their fleece is about 2.5 inches long, very soft at their full growth before they're shorn in April.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, they look like a big huggable teddy bear.
But are they huggable?
They can be. I have
can be. I like this. They can be.
Well, though they not all of them are. They all have their own personality, and some are much friendlier than others. And they can be trained to be hugged, especially the kriyas or the babies.
Okay, and you were telling me about one. I think that you swear kisses your nose.
She does. Her name is April, and she's a very friendly little girl. She'll come up and we'll touch noses almost every day in the pasture.
This is exciting. You know, I've never been to an alpaca farm. I'm going to have to come up there and see y'all and see what it's all about. But we're here with Gloria Williams. She lives in Townsville, South Carolina, and the name of her farm is Lucky Acres Farm. Right now, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about Lucky Acres Farms. Hey, if you've got a question or a comment, pick up that phone. Give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. We are talking about alpacas and Lucky Acres Farm. Bet you didn't know we had one of these alpaca farms over there in Townsville, South Carolina, right up there, actually, I guess outside of Anderson.
Yes, ma'am. We're right at exit 11 off I-85.
That's right. When you want to take the shortcut to get over to I-85, we used to go cut through and go there from Townville across over to here. So, well familiar with Townville there. So, now, when it comes to what you can do with the fleece, I guess you were telling you shear them once a year?
Yes, ma'am. We shear them in April. And then I clean.
Do they look funny afterwards?
They do. And they think each other look funny
too. Okay. So what do you, so you shear them and then what do you have to do? You have to send the, is it wool? What is it?
It's called fleece.
Fleece.
Yes, I clean it as best I can. Then I send it to a mill and have it made into yarn and roving or felt if I choose to have it felted. And then I use those products on the farm and also sell them in our gift shop and at little festivals and in farmers markets.
Hmm. Now, you know, when you have 25 alpacas, how much fleece do you get?
Well, I actually don't measure it by weight. I judge it by the amount of skeins of yarn I get back. Mm-hmm. And my black ones, which I have three, will give me about 4 skeins of yarn. And my white ones can give me as many as 14. It's anywhere in between.
Hmm. That's not a lot, is
it? It's not necessarily a lot, but it does us well.
Oh, I mean, you know, you'd think like with 25 that, you know, you would have just more than you could probably use, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was 6 boxes when I took it to the processor this year.
6 boxes, and how much did you get back?
Oh, I haven't gotten it back yet.
Oh, okay. So you have to send it off in April.
I took it to the mill in May.
Oh, okay.
I think it was about mid-May in North Carolina, and I'm not sure when I'll get it back. It should be soon.
Wow. Now, are there very many mills that do this type of work?
No. In fact, I've tried to find mills as close to home as possible. I believe local is better. And I did have it done in Clarksville, Georgia, but that mill was going out of business, and the next closest that I could find was in Weaverville, North Carolina.
Weaverville, North Carolina. Isn't that interesting? Weaverville. Yes. Okay. Sorry. I think that's kind of fun. But so they will take, would it be considered small amounts? I mean, if you had...
Yes, and relatively speaking, it is a small amount, yes.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So do you know how to knit and all this good stuff?
Yes, ma'am. My grandmother taught me to knit and crochet, quilt, sew, garden, all of those things when I was very small, and they've stuck with me all those years.
Wow. So I guess you brought me this hat here. It's very pretty, different shades of brown. You made this?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's from alpaca?
It is.
Feels very nice, mm-hmm. And it's very squishable, too, isn't it?
No,
it's very nice. I appreciate it very much. And then you brought us some yarn here, too.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. This is very cool. So what do you plant? What do you do at the farm? I mean, do you have groups come in? How do you day in and day out work with what
we
you
do.
Have there?
We belong to several organizations, the Carolina Stewardship, the Heritage Corridor, as well as several local farming organizations. We encourage people to come and visit our farm. We have a lot of agritourism, several bus tours have been there, a lot of senior citizens, several preschool groups have come. We just ask that you call ahead to make sure, obviously, that we're going to be there and schedule it as far in advance as you can so that I can have refreshments made and the gift shop stocked and try to prepare as best I can for the group coming.
Well, that's cool. But on a day-to-day basis, is your farm open or not?
Yes.
Yes,
ma'am.
So
mm-hmm.
If somebody just was going through and wanted to stop?
Mm-hmm. That happens oftentimes.
Well, so where are you exactly located in Townville?
We're off from Route 24, 1.5 miles on Route 243. You would again turn left onto Milford Road. go again 1.5 miles, and at the stop sign there, that's our driveway.
The road stops at your driveway?
Well, no, it goes, it turns left, but okay. There's a stop sign there.
Right. Well, that's pretty cool. Now, if somebody wanted to call you and get in touch with you, how would they do that, Gloria?
The best way probably is my cell phone. The number is 864-903-1856. And our home phone is 864-287-2339.
And you have a website, too.
Yes, ma'am. www.luckyacresfarm.com.
So there you go. All these possibilities, and it's really, well, how far is it exactly, Gloria, if you hadn't gotten lost, how far would it have been?
I'm guessing a little over an hour.
So a nice day trip if you wanted to take a trip up there.
Yes, and we have facility for picnicking if you choose to do so, and I like to have visitors come whenever you can.
Sure, absolutely. So, but, you know, one of the questions, you know, you said you paid originally, you paid $22,000 for some of your first alpacas. But part of the problem today is the prices have gone down.
Yes, ma'am. We currently would sell our females, the most expensive one, for about $5,000 if you wanted to get a group discount and buy several. We could do a little better than that. And some of our young males, anywhere from 500 to 1,000.
Well, so the females are more valuable than the males. It's good to hear this on the radio here today. I mean, that's quite a difference, guys, if you're just listening. $5,000 for a female and only $500 for a male. Well, so what is the plan for your farm? What do you, as you move forward here, the economy, of course, hasn't cooperated. This year's been a bad year for farmers because vegetable gardens and whatnot have been pretty much flooded out. So what is the plan for this year and next year?
Well, short-term plan, I hope to grow my farm. I had hoped to do the gardens and the orchard a little more this year. That didn't happen. Hopefully next year, farmers never give up. We always look forward to next year. Expand my fiber business into making more things at home on the farm. And doing as many festivals and farmers markets and that sort of thing as I can. And of course, agritourism. Always expand agritourism if I can.
Sure. I think we actually found out about you. You were on an agritour that started, was that back in July, I think?
In June.
June, okay.
The stewardship farm tour, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and that's how we found out about it, because some of the farms that were from our area were on that tour, and so we said, we got to check out some of these farms. They sounded very interesting.
Good.
So, growing up, did you do any farming?
Yes. I grew up on a very, very small dairy farm at my grandparents' home. We were very backwoods, and at that time, way back then, we shipped milk in milk cans. And when
that was back in the dark ages, right?
When it became necessary to put in the tanks for milk storage, that's when my grandfather sold the farm.
Wow!
So that was a long time ago, obviously.
Absolutely! Wow! So, when you're doing this today, is this the life you would like to lead?
Absolutely. I just love the country lifestyle, the animals, the children that come to the farm, our family having the opportunity, my granddaughter to grow up on the farm as much as she chooses. Absolutely.
It's a good life.
It is.
It's
wonderful.
A very good life. Well, that is terrific. Well, when we come back, we're going to be talking more about these alpacas here. We got to talk, give you a little more information. I find it fascinating that right here in South Carolina, we have alpacas. And, of course, you'll be able to find out more about going to visit them. So you got to stay tuned right here on your favorite radio station, the one that has won several awards and now is getting ready for football season. So we are going to be cranking it up Friday night with Emerald football on Friday night, and of course Clemson on Saturday afternoons. I think the game starts at 8. Pre-game starts at 5 o'clock right here on WCRS. Hey, let's hear South Carolina news and a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
All right, we're back here with Gloria Williams from Lucky Acres Farms. We were just talking about alpacas. That's one of the animals that they have on their farm, Lucky Acres Farm. I want to take a stab. Lucky Acres. You named it Lucky Acres because everything just came together the way it did?
Yes. Actually, we had a puppy that was a stray, which is how we've gotten almost all of our dogs. And we called him Lucky.
Right.
He was lucky to find us, and we were lucky to have him. He was a wonderful little dog. And hence the name Lucky Acres. Was lucky to remain a farm with all of the subdivisions and everything that were going on nearby us, and we were certainly lucky to be able to have it. So Lucky Acres just seemed to fit.
Okay. Well, now you raise alpacas, and I was just talking about some questions that I had, like what do alpacas eat?
Mostly grass, of course. They graze in the pastures all day long. Hay in the winter when there is not good grazing. About a cup of all-stock grain a day and free choice mineral mix.
Okay. And do you, so are they, they're basically outside animals. I mean, they stay outside.
Mm-hmm.
What about the heat and everything? Is that ever a problem for them here? I mean, we haven't had a hot summer this year, but we have had some very hot summers.
We have. We've been very fortunate never to have a problem with heat stress. We make sure that there is plenty of water, plenty of shade, either trees or barn or shelter of some sort for them to get into if they choose to, the same as they would in inclement weather. Most times they choose to stay right outside.
Okay. And as far as I was reading this most commonly asked questions about alpacas, and one of the things is that, yes, you can have your pet alpaca staying at a farm not far away if you live in a city. That works. I'm shocked.
Yes, and it's called adjustment, and you kind of, it's like boarding a horse, only in this case it would be an alpaca. You pay that farmer to keep good care of your animal, and you come to visit when you want to.
Interesting. Now, there was a phrase in here that we didn't really know what it meant. I mean, Reed did look it up. Boinking? Is that right? Did I say it right?
Pronking?
Pronking. Yeah, there you go. Pronking.
Mm-hmm.
Pronking. What is pronking?
When you have Kriyas, which is a baby alpaca.
Yes.
And they are very energetic, like any baby animal is. And about dusk, they will run, and then they will suddenly jump. All 4 feet will come off the ground. And they're so exuberant to be happy and, and healthy. And they'll get all the others to doing that. And pretty soon, even their mothers are doing that. They're just running and jumping.
Running and jumping. And they jump straight up, if
mm-hmm,
I understand. Was
that
right? What's that called again?
Pronking.
Pronking. Okay, pronking. We were kind of concerned what that meant until Ree looked it up. It is an official word, pronking. All right, well, there you go. So some more things about alpacas. They have 25 of them at Lucky Acres Farm. Now, have you had any little ones in the last year or so?
No, we actually have not done any breeding for the last 2 years, hoping to not outgrow our spaces and also till we are able to sell a few alpacas. We cannot comfortably have more than about 25 or 30 on our farm.
Hmm. And And so how do you keep from developing more alpacas?
We keep our males and females in separate pastures. We actually have a big hay field in between. And they do very well that way. Nobody fights and argues about a girlfriend.
Is that something that can happen?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes?
Everyone wants to have the girlfriends.
Okay. All right. Okay. So these are some of the things you have to deal with. If you'd like to go to Lucky Acres Farms, you certainly can. It's over in Townville. It's at 1024 Milford Road. And Gloria, why don't we give out your cell phone number again while we're talking about this? So if people want to jot it down and give you a call and bring a group or just come as a family.
Yes, ma'am. That would be fine. It's 864-903-1856.
Okay. So that's 864-903-1856. They also do have a website. It's called luckyacresfarm.com. That's luckyacresfarm.com. What else is really interesting about alpacas that maybe people don't know about?
Some of the facts that I think are interesting for alpacas. They live about 20 years. They have one young in 11 and a half months. It's called a crea.
Wow, that's longer than humans.
Mm-hmm, it is.
And yet they're smaller, really. Why are they?
Well, the smallest one on our farm was 10 pounds, and the largest one we've had was 21, so anywhere in between.
So that's for a crea, for a baby alpaca.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Other interesting facts about them?
They weigh about 150 pounds for the average. They're lots of fun, and we really like them.
So what makes them fun? I mean, we all know that a dog, you can throw a ball, you can play, you can wrestle with them. What makes alpacas fun?
Alpacas are fun, I think, just to watch them. This summer, with the grass being as lush as it is in the pastures, we just open our pastures up. We have our barn in the middle, and they can kind of make a full circle all the way around. When the grass is not as nice, we rotate our pastures, meaning we keep them in one pasture till the grass is, you know, halfway down, and then we move them to the next. Well, in watching them in a typical day, we feed the alpacas in the morning, somewhere around 6:30, and they'll migrate to the one pasture, and they all go together as a group in a herd along with our guardian llama.
Guardian llama? Okay, go ahead.
And as the day goes on and they've kind of outgrown that pasture, they'll move to the next one all as a group again. And sometimes they'll just lay out in the sun and take a sun bath. And in the end, when we go out to feed again in the evening, somewhere around 5:30, they're right back in the barn and make their whole scenario right back over again.
So who's the leader
every day?
Who's the leader of the herd?
I don't know that there is one particular one. Sometimes it's the younger ones who lead. Sometimes it's the older ones. But the llama is in charge. He makes sure there are no predators that come in there.
So you have a llama protecting the alpacas.
Yes, he's much bigger than they are, a gelded llama that we got at the same time as our alpacas. Mm-hmm. And he's very protective for any predators that would come in.
Now, how does he feel towards you guys?
Oh, he's fine with people.
He is?
He's fine with people.
Okay. Have you had any problem with predators?
We have not, although I will tell you a funny story about a woodchuck that got in the pasture.
Okay.
He followed all along our fence line, and we watched him. At first, I wasn't sure what it was, so, of course, I went up to investigate. And the llama, whose name is Mr. Pebbles, he stayed between the woodchuck and the alpacas the whole time until the woodchuck could find his way out.
Very interesting. Well, here you go. You never know what you're going to find out on Meet Me at the Diner. Today we are talking with Gloria Williams with Lucky Acres Farm. Certainly hope you're going to stay with us. Hey, if you've got a question about alpacas living on a farm, we're going to talk about honeybees here in the second, and they also have some peacocks. We're going to talk about all that when we come back. So why don't you stay right with us right here on WCRS, right here in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Gold dust.
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276. Oh, that's right. You're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, 4:48 in the afternoon. Yes, I'm Ann Eller, and I got a lovely hat here made of alpaca yarn here. I tell you what, it really just has such a nice feel for it. Alpaca is, that's nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, very nice. So we appreciate it very much. And, of course, some yarn. That means I guess I'll have to start knitting something here or doing something, won't I?
Yes, ma'am.
I love it. I wish I had more time. Maybe I could start knitting while I'm doing the show. Maybe we could do that as an added bonus here. But, Gloria, some of the things that I was just reading over here, you've actually added a couple of donkeys as protectors.
We do. We have two big donkeys in the same pasture with our horse that it protects the alpacas against any predators that might come in. And so far, we've been very fortunate not to have had a problem.
Now, how many farms, alpaca farms, are they in South Carolina? Do you have any idea?
I'm not sure. We just got our national organization membership book, and I'm not certain, but if I recall correctly, somewhere around 10.
Well, it's not very many.
It's not very many at all.
No.
Ma'am.
So that really is a specialty industry, I guess we could say, here in South Carolina.
That's correct.
Yeah. So not only do you have the alpacas, but let's see, three pygmy goats, and you have a couple of peacocks. Is that correct?
We do. We have a pair of peacocks.
And what do you eat the eggs, or what do you do with the peacocks?
Actually, you can eat the eggs. We don't usually. We have laying hens that we have for egg production. I sell the long tail feathers from the peacock, the plume, mm-hmm. when they fall out, which they have already done this year. And I also make earrings out of the small, colorful feathers.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't realize you could do that. Now, and then I understand you also raise little, that you hatch peacocks
when? We have. This year, our female did not hatch her eggs, but yes, we have done that in the past.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you also have laying hens, and you sell eggs, correct?
Correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what else do you sell in your gift shop? You have a nice gift shop over there.
Thank you. We sell all of the products from our alpacas, the fleece, roving, yarn, things that I have made from that. I have also imported some other things from Peru, sweaters and blankets and different things that we sell. And anything that we have made or produced on the farm, if it's in season, we sell there.
Sure. Now, I guess canning this summer has not been real good.
No, ma'am. I have not done any this year. I usually can most of what we consume during the winter, but this year, because of all the rain, I have not had any garden this year.
So I guess you'll be going to the grocery store like the rest of us this year?
Yes, ma'am. Green Giant is looking pretty good.
Okay. All right. Well, good we have grocery stores, right? Now, what about the honeybees? How did you get into honeybees?
We actually, my husband was always been fascinated with honeybees and had not had any experience with them till we came here. We actually got them for pollination so that we would indeed have, you know, the best gardens, vegetable gardens and flower gardens that we could. And researched and learned a little bit about them, and we usually take the honey from the hives in the fall, which we'll be doing very shortly.
Okay. And so that was, the honey was actually a byproduct. You didn't get them to produce the honey. You actually got them to pollinate the fruits and vegetables.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. The honey is just a bonus.
It's a bonus. But is it easy to grow honeybees?
The actual care of them is very easy. We have lost several hives through the years. I imagine due to the colony collapse that they tell about that all the farmers are experiencing difficulty with.
Yes, and the fact if they, you said a lot of honeybees were actually dying, and you thought maybe it was the pesticides and whatnot.
I do believe it's pesticides, probably along with other things, but we try to keep the pesticides on our farm to a minimum, but we do use some.
Mm-hmm. So do you sell honey, or is that just meant more for personal use?
We sell it when we have enough to sell. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And, you know, honey is supposed to be one of those miracle drugs, isn't it? It's not a drug, but, I mean, it kind of acts like a miracle drug. Mm-hmm. They say one of the best things, if you're allergic in your area, to have some taste of local honey.
Yes, I've heard that, too. And it's also good if you have a wound that won't heal. To apply the honey to it. They say, I've never experienced it, but I believe that's true.
Hmm. Well, what a change in your life, living in upstate New York, taking a chance on South Carolina, and you've never looked back, have you?
Oh, ma'am, it's been wonderful. We love South Carolina. The people are wonderful, just absolutely great. And the climate, obviously. And we've been very happy here.
Now, did you ever think, growing up in upstate New York, that you would ever escape the cold and all that and have this type of life that you have today?
No, ma'am. We actually did not even have a plan when we bought the property here, but it's been wonderful.
Well, that is so cool. Now, a few more things. You can visit Lucky Acres Farm. That's right. She loves to have groups come, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And whether it's a school group, a senior group, a Red Hat group, you have picnic tables and all that there so people can come and have a picnic?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. And you actually give a tour of the farm, I understand.
Whenever possible, we do a walking tour of the farm to visit all of the pastures and the animals. The gardens, when they were nice, we included,
right.
Not this year, of course. And I like to make refreshments if I know ahead that you're coming, and have cookies and lemonade.
Wow, this is like the this is a rollback to an older, more simpler time.
I love it. I would love to have my grandmother's lifestyle, and I've come as close to that as I can.
It is amazing in today's world to be able to roll it back and do it, isn't it?
It is, and I love it. Thank you.
Well, that is so cool. She has alpacas. She has about 25 of them. You know, just a few facts as we go towards the top of the hour. The Kriya, which are the baby alpacas, it takes them about 2 years to grow up
mature. Yes, correct.
Wow.
We don't breed our females until they're at least 2 years old.
So, but and do they grow fast as far as from little Kriya to big alpacas? Do they grow faster?
Well, in the 2 years, most the Kriyas on our farm are anywhere from 10 pounds to 20 pounds
when they're
average.
Born.
And at full grown, they're 150. Mm-hmm. And at 2 years, they would be full grown.
Sure. Okay, so it is a process. If you'd like to go see them, you can see them over there at Lucky Acres Farm. You can get some nice fleece and yarn and everything. Now, you told me this fall you're going to start taking weaving classes.
I am. Yes,
and what do you plan to
do
with
that?
Well,
hopefully, I knit and crochet some of the things that I sell in the gift shop, and I'm hoping to add some woven things as well.
Wow. So it never ends when you work on a farm, does it?
It doesn't. That is wonderful.
But anything you'd like to add that you haven't added yet to the farm?
Just a little comment that I like to make. We attended a seminar very early in our farming career, and the speaker made this point as her closing statement: be passionate about what you love. And I hope that I am passionate about my family, first of all, my farm in South Carolina.
Well, you certainly are passionate about it. It shows in everything that you talk about. You can visit their website, luckyacresfarm.com, if you want to see what farming is all about and you want to see alpacas. What a great day trip for a family to take over there to Townville and see the alpacas. And the kids, I'm sure, just are mesmerized by them.
Yes. children love to visit the farm, and we love to have them.
So make that a Saturday activity. If you've got a school group or a homeschool group or any of these type of groups, it would be a great opportunity to go to Lucky Acres Farm. Give them that telephone number one more time there, Gloria.
864-903-1856.
That's right, 864-903-1856. Give them a call. I tell you what, seeing a herd of alpacas has to be an experience. And, of course, seeing the gift shop and all the things that you have in the gift shop, that has to be fun. I wish you all the best with your project this fall of learning to weave. Are you going to have to get your own with stuff to weave with and everything?
I have the loom.
You have the loom.
And the yarn, obviously.
So you just need to know how to do it.
That's right.
Where are you going to take the course at?
At a friend of mine in Seneca.
In Seneca.
She teaches weaving.
Wow. Well, see, there's a whole other industry out there that we aren't even aware of, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Textiles are wonderful.
Yeah, they are. Well, Gloria Williams, thanks so much for coming out today. Lucky Acres Farm is the place, and it's right there in Townville. Thanks so much for coming out today.
Thank you for asking me.
All right. You did a great job on your first interview here today. I'm sure there'll be more now. This is your favorite radio station. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. I'll be back at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, so make sure you tune in. We'll be having a good time on the radio. Hope you're there. Bye-bye, everybody.